There's a very interesting machloikis that's brought down in the Birkei Yosef from the Chida in Yerudea Reish Mem Dalet. The halachas over there are discussing the mitzvah to stand up when a Talmud Chacham enters your room. The pasuk says, "Mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zaken," that there's a chiyuv to stand up. A, if the person is an old man that walks into a room, an old person, seva. And also, pnei zaken, that zaken refers to someone who's kana chachma, the Gemara says. And even yanik v'chacham, if someone is young, but he's a Talmud Chacham, there's a chiyuv to stand when he walks into your Dalet Amos and when he walks into your presence. Now, the shaila is, what if they're in the middle of davening in shul? You're in the middle of davening, you're sitting down, and let's say they're in the middle of Kriyas Shema. Do you stand up if, let's say, a Talmud Chacham or a Rav or a Rosh Hashiva walks into the room, or do you say that no? When you're in the middle of davening, you're being Isaac in the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe if I cared, you should not, because it's disrespectful to the Ribbono Shel Olam if while you're communicating with the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're busy standing up for a Rav or a Talmud Chacham. That is the Shaila discussed in the Birkei Yosef. So the Birkei Yosef brings down a tshuva that actually says that you're not supposed to stand up during davening if a Rav walks into the room. And he says four arguments to back up his psak. And he says that not only are you potter, but you should not. You're not supposed to stand up. And he says not only during Kriyas Shema, but the entire davening. Even from the time you recite Karbonis until Aleinu, you should not be standing up for a Talmud Chacham. What's his basis for this psak? So the first thing he brings in, a raya from a pasuk. He says, this tshuva says that we find by Yaakov Avinu that when he finally encountered Yosef after all these years, the pasuk says that he was greeting him, and Rashi brings down that he didn't kiss him, he didn't show him any kavod, even though he hadn't encountered him for many years. And Rashi explains because he was in the middle of reciting Kriyas Shema. So the reason why Yaakov didn't show any deference and kavod to Yosef was because he was in the middle of reciting Kriyas Shema. Now, says this tshuva, we don't find anywhere in Chazal that there's any implication that he was in the middle of reciting the first pasuk of Kriyas Shema. It's mashma that even though he was reciting a different part of Kriyas Shema, any part of Kriyas Shema, nonetheless, since the Kriyas Shema is Kabbalas Olam HaShemayim, and you're reciting Kriyas Shema, you're being Isaac in the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein cholkin kovid le'tamid b'makom rav. The Rebbeinu Shalom is like the Rav. The Rav or the Talmud Chacham is like the Talmud. You don't give kovid for someone else during Kriyas Shema. And therefore, even though there were reasons why he should have been mechabed Yosef, A, he was Mishneh l'melech, so therefore there was a din kovid melech that he should have displayed and showed him some deference. V'oh, Yosef was a Talmud Chacham. Nevertheless, since he was in the middle of saying Kriyas Shema, that's why Yaakov didn't kiss him, Yaakov didn't show him any kavod, because he was in the middle of davening Kriyas Shema, and you see there's no din kavod if you're in the middle of davening. He adds another svar, and he says, Isik b'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. And therefore, that's also another reason why you should not stand during your recitation of Kriyas Shema or any other part of davening when someone walks into the room who you need to show kavod for. Azoi state in a tshuva brought down by the Birkei Yosef. V'oid, he says, there's a rule that whenever there's a suffix in halacha, the rule is sheval tase adif. You're supposed to just be passive. You're supposed to just not do anything. Don't be proactive if it's a suffix to you if you're supposed to do something. And over here, there's a suffix if you're supposed to stand or not. Says the Birkei Yosef b'shem this tshuva, Sheval tase adif. So since there's a suffix, don't stand, and therefore you should remain passive. That's his second argument. His third argument is that l'chayr we have a klal, oisik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah, as we mentioned before, and therefore since you're being oisik in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, you shouldn't be oisik in the mitzvah of being mechabed Talmud Chacham. And therefore, since many Rishonim hold that not only is it a p'tur from being mekayim the second mitzvah, but it's actually usher. The Ritva holds that it's even bizoyin for the first mitzvah if you go and be mekayim the second mitzvah. Therefore, he says, you should not stop the Kriya Shema to go stand up and do the other mitzvah of being mechabed, the Rav, and you should rather remain seated. That's the shita of the Shuvah brought down the Birkei Yosef. He says, you're going to tell me you have a Raya Fakert from Avram Avinu, because Avram was communicating with the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and what happened? There were three strangers that were walking on from the street, and he stopped his communication with the Rabbeinu Shlalom to go attend to their needs. So you see that you could even interrupt a discussion that you're having with the Bayer Yeglam to go take care of a different mitzvah. So L'chayra, you see, not like me. So says the Birkei Yosef, it says this tshuva brought down the Birkei Yosef, that's not a raya. Over there, he wasn't communicating by davening, he wasn't reciting any tefillah, he was just talking to Rabbi Shlalom, and that's not considered a mitzvah. And therefore, there was no din of Isaac ben mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, when it came to this discussion with Rabbi Shlalom. So that's this psak from the tshuva brought down the Birkei Yosef, that you're supposed to sit, you're not supposed to stand up when a Talmud Chacham walks in the room if you're in the middle of davening. A, because it's disrespectful to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. It's simply disrespectful because you're being Isaac in the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shouldn't disregard that and go honor an individual. V'oy, there's a din of Isaac b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. V'oy, it's a suffix, so sheva al tasei odif. V'oy, we find by Yaakov Avinu that he was in the middle of Shema, and therefore he wasn't mechabed Yosef, even though there was a din of kavod malchus and a din of being mechabed a big Talmud Chacham. V'oy, there's no raya from Avram Avinu fakert, because Avram was not reciting Kriya Shema, he wasn't actually being mekayim a mitzvah, and therefore there was no din of Isaac b'mitzvah potter mina mitzvah. The Birkei Yosef, after bringing down the arguments of this tshuva, vehemently disagrees with his psak. And the Birkei Yosef holds that fakert, you're supposed to stand, you're mechuyev to stand for the Talmud Chacham, even during the recitation of Kriya Shema, as long as you're not middle of reciting the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. And says the Birkei Yosef, I'll defend against any raya that you had. First of all, what's your raya from Yaakov? Yaakov was in the middle of reciting Kriya Shema, and that's why Chazal tell us that he didn't interrupt to be mechabed Yosef. L'chaira, what was your raya? Maybe it was during the first pasuk, that's what you said. Maybe it was during the first pasuk, and therefore there was no raya. So you argued, mechatesi. Maybe he was in the middle of reciting the rest of Kriya Shema, and therefore there is a raya. Says the Birkei Yosef, what chayches? You're the one trying to bring a raya from this episode of Yaakov Avinu, and Lamaisa, you have no raya, because maybe, in fact, it was taking place during the first recitation of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. And if, in fact, he was in the middle of saying the first bracha of Kriya Shema, then, in fact, you have no raya that you're not supposed to stand up during the rest of davening. Because maybe dafka, during the first pasuk, where it's the ikur kabbalos o malchus shemayim, only during that pasuk you're not supposed to interrupt and stand for someone else. But maybe during the other parts of davening you should, even during Kriya Shema. That's the Birkei Yosef. And he says, you tell me Avram Avinu is not a raya. Avram Avinu communicating with Rabbeinu Shlalom is a raya. Why? Because even though you're right, he wasn't actually performing a mitzvah necessarily, but your ikur taina is that it's disrespectful to the Rebbeinu Shlalom if you disregard him and go be Isaac in a different mitzvah. Lemaisa, there's nothing more disrespectful than interrupting a direct communication that Avram was having with Rebbeinu Shlalom. It was even a more direct communication than a person simply davening Kriya Shema. And nevertheless, you find that Avraham Avinu did feel justified in interrupting this communication and going to attend to the needs of these, wayfarers and these urchim that were coming to his doorstep. And therefore, he says, you do see, in fact, from Avraham Avinu that fakert, there's no din, there's no disrespect that Rabbi Shalom feels if you stopped his covet and you're being Isaac in the covet of a Talmud Chacham. And says the Chida, what's the reason? Why tak is it not disrespectful to the Rebbeinu Shalom? How could you actually justify interrupting an act that's being mechabed the Rebbeinu Shalom to go and be mechabed someone else? The answer is, it's not a stira. Zehu kvoidai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that directed you to go stand up in front of this person. Vadarta p'nei zaken. Therefore, if the Rebbeinu Shalom told you, Gufa, to be the one to stand up for this individual, Zehu Kvoidoi, this is the way of being Mechaber Hashem, by interrupting the tefillah to go and fulfill his mitzvah of standing up for a zaken. And I, says the Chido, you're going to tell me, Oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. And therefore, since you're being Oisik in the first mitzvah of Kriyashma or of davening, you shouldn't interrupt that to stand up for an individual. Zok the Chido, what do you mean? We paskin that if it's Efshir l'kayim shneim, if you're able to fulfill both mitzvahs simultaneously, and there's no contradiction, there's no conflict, that we don't say Oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, and you should be Mekayim the second mitzvah. And the Meila says, the Chidah of Akert, you should in fact stand for this Talmud Chacham that walks into the room, even while you're reciting Kriya Shema, as long as you're not reciting the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema. That's the Shita of the Chidah, so it's a Machlekes. Lamaisa, the Tzitz Eliezer, defends this Shita of the Tshuva that's brought down by the Chidah, that you should not stand for this Talmud Chacham. And he argues very much to defend this ruling of Oisik b'mitzvah, Potter b'mitzvah. And he says that Lamaisa, many Rishonim hold that even if it's Efshir l'kayim shneim, you still are Potter from the second mitzvah. In fact, you're not supposed to go ahead and be Mekayim the second mitzvah. And the Sitzeliezer paskins, at least when it comes to the recitation of Kriya Shema, that you should not interrupt Kriya Shema to go and stand up for a Talmud Chacham who walked into the room. The Mashmois, though, is, and this is the Mashmois of many Paiskim, that when it comes at least to the parts of davening aside from Kriya Shema, let's say during the Brachis or during Psuk de Zimbra, perhaps there's much more of a reason to taka assume like the Birkei Yosef and to taka stand up for a Talmud Chacham walk into the room. And the main part of the Cholkim of the Chidah was really with respect to the Isser of standing up during the actual saying of Kriya Shema. But during the rest of the Tefillah, there's more grounds to be lenient and to stand up for a Talmud Chacham who walks into the room.